Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thanks also to Director Srimani, Torbjorn, and of course all the panelists for offering us their words in opening of the session and on the report. I deliver this intervention on behalf of the European Union and its member states. We take note of the 2024 Digital Economy Report, which despite the lack of data and conclusive studies on environmental impacts of digitalization, as recognized by the authors, there should be no doubt on the importance of ensuring that digital transformation is also a green transformation. This double yet intertwined objective is at the heart of EU's twin green and digital transition. Being at the vanguard of such efforts, it is no surprise, therefore, that the report is full of examples and data related to EU legislation and initiatives. Indeed, many of the actions called for by this report are addressed through different EU initiatives. For instance, on circular economy, on fighting greenwashing, on promoting durability, reusability and repairability of products, on ensuring the entire life cycle of products is considered, and on waste management. And while being at the vanguard might sometimes expose us, often undue criticism and pushback, it also allows us to learn, improve, and lead by example. It is no surprise that the material footprint per capita has been falling in the EU and is being fast caught up and even overtaken by many emerging economies, and that our footprint is well below world average when measured against the unit of GDP, a clear sign of possible decoupling of growth from the emissions. Our actions, however, are not limited to EU territory. EU's Global Gateway is an effective offer to our partner countries to support them in their own twin transition. This 300 billion euro external investment program is paired with partnerships and collaborations to build local capacities and regional value chains to jointly guide development in a truly sustainable and inclusive fashion in full support of SDGs. The report suggests that developing countries should leverage competition among foreign investors to ensure alignment with their national development objectives. This is a valuable recommendation, in particular in light of absurd results and geopolitical tensions that evolved over the past decade. But it also implies responsibilities. As the report indicates, the current practices of digital economy often pursue a linear economy beyond Earth's environmental ceiling, with serious human rights concerns, employing WTO-incompatible or non-transparent economic practices. This resulted in anti-competitive measures and overcapacities, in particular in some emerging economies, with little benefits as per presented analysis for the many mineral-endowed developing countries. Russia's invasion of Ukraine and its continued use of food as well as energy supply as geopolitical weapon accentuated further the need for predictable and secure partnerships that respect international law and UN Charter. Dear Excellencies, colleagues, easy solutions often appear cheap, but this is only in the short term and for the selected few. It is our joint responsibility to provide for a just twin transition. This requires ample transparency and accountability towards our population and future generations, in particular in light of the report's well-documented links between digitalization and human rights, especially in relation to women and girls. As the largest provider of development aid, the EU and its member states remain steadfast in pursuing and supporting the twin digital transition, twin digital and green transition, domestically, bilaterally, and multilaterally. Thank you.